KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's clear and 23 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy and windy today, a high of 31. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Trane home comfort specialist dealer. A Southwest Iowa woman has been in prison for using a veteran's name and military service information to falsely obtain a Department of Veterans Affairs home loan. Prosecutors say 34-year-old Mandy Whipple was sentenced Friday to 18 months in federal prison. She pleaded guilty in June to mortgage fraud for falsifying loan papers to buy a house in Fremont County. Prosecutors say a report of delinquent payments led to the discovery that Whipple had falsified the loan documents, using information about a military veteran who employed her. A judge ordered Whipple to make restitution of nearly $42,000 to the VA, nearly $29,000 to a mortgage company, and nearly $6,000 to another lender. Elsewhere in area news, the Cass County Sheriff's Office said yesterday no injuries were reported following two separate accidents Monday morning. At around 7 a.m., a 2006 Ford 500 driven by 15-year-old Carson Elizabeth Rush was traveling north on Lewis Road when the teen lost control of the vehicle on a slick roadway. The car entered the east ditch, sustaining about $4,000 damage. About 40 minutes later, a 2002 Chevy Trailblazer driven by 19-year-old Rochelle Elizabeth Wagner of Atlantic was traveling north on 630th Street when Wagner tried to pass a road maintenance vehicle. The SUV lost traction on the slick roadway and entered the east ditch. Damage was estimated to be around $3,000. The Cass County Sheriff's Office is looking for the owner of a decorative bear lawn ornament. The item was found at the Lewis Cemetery and turned into the Cass County Sheriff's Office last week. You're asked to contact the Sheriff's Office if you think you may be the owner of that decorative bear. The Adair County Sheriff's Office said yesterday two men were arrested on drug charges following a traffic stop that occurred on November 28th for a speeding vehicle on the 1800 block of Stewart Road. After the deputy noticed a strong odor of marijuana coming from the vehicle, he had the driver, 29-year-old William R.H. Halstead of West Sacramento, California, and the passenger, 45-year-old Timothy Noel Cummings of Fort Dodge, exit the vehicle. While both subjects were handcuffed and detained, a search of the vehicle resulted in the discovery of a bag containing green leafy substance believed to be marijuana shoved inside the side of the passenger seat. A continued search of the vehicle resulted in another bag of a similar substance being found in the passenger seat and four glass jars of a green leafy substance in the trunk. Both men were arrested, with Cummings being charged with possession of a controlled substance marijuana first offense. He posted a $1,000 bond and was released from the Adair County Jail the following day. Halstead was charged with possession of drug paraphernalia, speeding, and driving without a valid driver's license. Once at the Adair County Jail, a pipe used for smoking meth was found on Halstead's person, and inside the flap of his underwear was a bag with a substance believed to be marijuana. Halstead was subsequently charged with possession of contraband in a correctional facility. He posted a $5,000 bond the next day and was released. The Adair County Sheriff's Office said also 39-year-old Lara Michelle Gilmore of Greenfield was arrested last Friday night for harassment in the third degree after she allegedly harassed several youth Friday afternoon as they were walking home from school. Gilmore allegedly screamed profanities at the youth, flipped them off, and took pictures of them, causing the youth to feel threatened and intimidated. The woman was released from custody Saturday on her own recognizance. And authorities say 55-year-old Timothy John Van Eaton of Orient was arrested last Thursday night on an Adair County warrant, charging him with theft in the fifth degree. He was later released on $500 bond. 49-year-old Michael Paul Brummer of Mason City was arrested for OWI second offense on November 27th after a state patrol trooper found Brummer's vehicle illegally parked along Interstate 80 in Adair County at exit 75. Brummer was asleep at the wheel of his vehicle while the engine was still running. An open container of alcohol was found in the vehicle's center console, along with three full cans of beer on the passenger seat. Tests later determined Brummer was intoxicated by more than twice the legal limit. He was released from custody the following day on $2,000 bond. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office said yesterday that a Shelby County man was arrested early Monday morning on an OWI charge following a traffic stop on Interstate 80 in Pottawatomie County near mile marker 39. After the 2001 Mercury, driven by 32-year-old Andrew Jacob Smith of Harlan, was pulled over for having a partially obstructed license plate, the deputy observed Smith had bloodshot eyes, and there was a strong odor of alcohol coming from the vehicle. Smith told the deputy he had consumed two drinks. He consented to a field sobriety test and preliminary breath test, which registered a preliminary blood alcohol content of 0.142%. A subsequent breath test at the Pott County Jail registered 0.112%. Smith was taken into custody for OWI first offense and failure to maintain a registration or license plate. The Pott County Sheriff's Office said also yesterday a man from Oakland was arrested Sunday night for domestic assault, resulting in bodily injury after he allegedly assaulted his mother. 41-year-old Shane Elam Rouse was taken into custody after his son reported the incident to authorities. The victim of the assault suffered a bump on her head. Police in Des Moines arrested a Guthrie County man for driving a stolen vehicle late Sunday night. According to WHO-TV, 40-year-old Jason Lathrop of Bagley was being held in the Polk County Jail following his arrest at around 11:45 p.m. Sunday on the east side of the metro. Lathrop faces charges that include eluding, driving with a suspended license, and second-degree theft. He also had outstanding warrants for unauthorized use of credit cards and fifth-degree theft. Three people were injured when two vehicles collided Sunday afternoon on northbound Interstate 29 in Harrison County. The State Patrol said yesterday a 2004 Ford Explorer driven by 25-year-old Tanner Harrell of Ottawa was passing a 1997 Ford Ranger pickup driven by Hugo Ronaldo Corrado Urrutia of Syracuse, Nebraska, when the SUV drifted into the side of the pickup, causing both drivers to lose control. The SUV rolled over and came to rest on its top in the median while the pickup spun around on the road and rolled over before coming to rest in the east ditch. Both drivers and a passenger of the pickup, 32-year-old Edwin Otero Chicas of Syracuse, Nebraska, were injured. Corrado Urrutia and Otero Chicas were transported by Mont Damon and Missouri Valley Rescue to Missouri Valley Hospital, while Harrell was flown from the scene by LifeNet helicopter to Creighton Hospital in Omaha. All three men were wearing their seatbelts. Harrison County Sheriff's deputies and Missouri Valley Police assisted at the scene. Sheriff's officials in Taylor County said yesterday an investigation has resulted in two people being arrested on three felony counts each of sexual abuse in the third degree. 34-year-old Ben Reese and 28-year-old Joanna Marie Gray, both of Newmarket, were arrested last Friday. Their cash bonds were set at $75,000. No other information was provided concerning the circumstances of their alleged activity. And the Cass County Board of Supervisors tomorrow morning will continue with discussion pertaining to a proposed ethanol plant and related development agreement. During their meeting last week, proposals from Elite Octane were discussed for incentives to construct an ethanol plant in Cass County. The plant would be funded through tax increment financing with the future property tax to be paid by Elite Octane. An initial proposal was made to the company by Cass County officials, but it was not accepted. And after a lengthy discussion last week of the two options proposed by Elite Octane, it was decided to consult legal counsel and not to schedule a hearing regarding a development agreement. During tomorrow morning's meeting, the supervisors are expected to act on a memorandum of understanding with Elite Octane. They're also expected to act on a resolution to set a hearing date on amending the Amazing Energy Urban Renewal Area by adding Elite Octane site parcels and a development agreement with Elite Octane. Their meeting begins at 8:30 a.m. Wednesday. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.